Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. Please excuse me today. I don't know what's going on with me. I feel like I'm trying to catch a cold. So if my voice sounds a little bit strange, that's the reason why. In Atlanta right now, it's partly cloudy. We are supposed to get up to the 60s. That's a good sign for us. It's been pretty cold here the past couple of weeks. And we have a lot going on today. We're going to start the moment of reflection. We're going to ask everyone to really think about what's going on in this world, what you've been reading in the past week or so, what you have seen on TV, what you've heard on radio. And let's, people of faith, let's bring that to God. Let's bring it to God. If you call God, God, if you refer to God as Allah, if you call God Jehovah, whatever name you call the creator of the heavens and the earth, let's bring those problems to the creator and beg the creator for the strength to solve all the problems we can amongst ourselves and to have enough faith to believe that all that we can't do with the approval of God, it will be done by God. So we're going to go over to the Quran Explorer. And while we do that, we'll make our prayers. Shortly afterwards, you will hear Quranic recitation with English translation.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alif Lam Mim.
Alif Lam Mim.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
Scripture whereof there is no doubt, a guidance unto those who ward off evil.
الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.
Who believe in the unseen and establish worship and spend of that we have bestowed upon them.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ.
And who believe in that which is revealed unto thee, Muhammad, and that which was revealed before thee, and are certain of the hereafter.
أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
These depend on guidance from their Lord. These are the successful.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
As for the disbelievers, whether thou warn them or thou warn them not, it is all one for them. They believe not.
خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Allah hath sealed their hearing and their hearts, and on their eyes there is a covering. Theirs will be an awful doom.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ
And of mankind are some who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, when they believe not.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون.
They think to beguile Allah and those who believe, and they beguile none save themselves, but they perceive not.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكسبون.
In their heart is a disease, and Allah increases their disease. A painful doom is theirs because they lie.
As-salamu alaykum. Welcome back to the Healing Hour show. For those of you who are just joining us, I am Hadia Majid, your host. I am one of the four co-founders of the Bayat Islam Network, Inc. I'm the present administrator. I also am, it seems like I have some type of cold or the beginning of a cold. So if my voice sounds a little bit funny, that's why. Today we're going to begin the volunteer training for the National Eid Toy and Gift Drive. Those of you who would like to join us live, so you can ask questions live, call in the 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850. If you are on with us this morning and you do not plan on being a volunteer, still remain with us. You will learn valuable information about the campaign, and although you will not be volunteering with us, you could possibly help just because you know the information and people go to other people that they know, and that's great. We don't want anyone to leave the program today just because right now you're not sure or you're pretty sure that you're not going to volunteer. The information needs to be circulated around the community, and the more people who have it, the better. Because I do have this cold and my throat is feeling a little bit funny, I may take a couple of more breaks than I normally do. In fact, I'm going to give out the phone number again, and then I'm going to take a short break to wet my throat, and then be right back. Please call in the 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850. You will listen to Liza Garza while I wet my throat, and I'll be back in at least a minute, inshallah.
Don't test me, you don't know what I've had. You don't know about my stress. You don't know about my crew. Watch what you do, don't test me. I bow down to the one, and you just got that gun. Don't know what you'll become. Watch what you do.
As-salamu alaykum. Welcome back to the Healing Hour show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. Our call-in number is 646-716-9850, 646-716-9850. Please call in. This way you can ask questions live, and I can answer them live. Also, for some reason, if you do not want your voice on the radio, for those of you who may be a little bit shy, you can email haleem1@aol.com, haleem1@aol.com. You can call 770-255-8500. 770-255-8500 to ask questions. Well, this morning, I'm going to wait another 10 seconds, and then I'm going to go over to our website, and that's www.iphkd.org. www.iphkd.org. This is the website specifically for the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day. And I'm going to use that as the for this training session. Okay. We're on our way to the website. It usually takes about 5 seconds to switch from one place to another. Okay. Just one moment. Okay, here we are. For those of you who are listening and you're in front of a laptop you're using, you have a PC, you have a tablet, whatever you use to go online and to visit websites with, if you'll go to www.iphkd.org, www.iphkd.org, this is the website for the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day. I'm going to wait about 3 seconds to make sure, well, 5 seconds, to give you a chance to make it to that first page before I move forward. Okay, on the first page, you should see MMADV, and underneath it, you'll see Muslim Men Against Domestic Violence. You'll see the Bayatul Salam logo. And you'll see Asadullah is a security group of Muslim brothers who are training as neighborhood watch people. They also, some of them have permits that they could carry weapons. And they are patrolling the area around the Dallas Center of America. It's in a neighborhood that's going through a transition from being very, very run down to new homes being built, a lot of crime to less crime. And with us having an Islamic center there, it has really improved the neighborhood a lot. These brothers patrol the neighborhood every night, 7 days a week, 3 to 4 shifts, to make it safe for everyone, especially to make it safe for the Muslims who live within walking distance of the front door of the masjid. There are several people who are Muslim who attend that community who are less than, let's say, 4 to 5 blocks away. Some live less than a block away. So this way, everyone can walk to, who lives close, can walk to and from the masjid in peace. They don't have to worry about people walking up on them, accosting them in any way. So this is great. So that's who they are. So we're on the first page, and it tells you why this event happens. This is an event that happens all over the world, inshallah. We encourage everyone to take the time to reflect on why we have Muslim women, children, and even some men dying due to problems in their homes. I'm going to pause for about 10 seconds, let you think about that. The second page gives you the history. And it says right at the top, history. So just hit that. And I'll just read it verbatim. Valentine's weekend, 2009, Asia Zubair Hassan was murdered, beheaded by her husband, Muzamil Hassan, at the Bridges TV office in upstate New York. Brother Muzamil has a mental disorder. He's been diagnosed as bipolar. In fact, he was diagnosed some years ago. When he takes his medication, all is good. When he does not, all is not good. There had been a long history of violence in their marriage that had been covered up by family members, close friends, and even some in leadership in their Islamic community. She is not the only Muslim woman in the U.S. who we have lost to violence in the home. We have lost approximately 50 others to include men, women, and children due to domestic violence in our community. We decided we would use this time to reflect, educate, and commemorate the lives of our sisters and brothers. Hopefully, by doing this, we can help others avoid violent relationships or know how to recognize them and take appropriate action. So that's the second page of the website. And again, that is www.iphkd.org. Okay, the next page is events. This is an international event. The goal of this is to encourage activism around the world. We want people hosting programs. We want people involved in prayer vigils. We want to use what many would say is a tragedy, and it was a tragedy. It was a horrific tragedy. Let's turn this tragedy into something positive. As many people say, let's use this as a teachable moment. 2015 events. We are dedicating the entire month of February to this event, inshallah. As people plan events around the nation and the world, and we find out about them, we will post them, inshallah. So if you're planning an action, anything that has to do with educating people about domestic abuse, about heightening awareness, please send that information to us, inshallah. You can send that to haleem1@aol.com. haleem1@aol.com. Okay, the next page is where you would register your event, and that happens after you send that to us. The next page is how you can help, and then the last page is the contact. Okay, so that's the International Purple Hijab and Kufi Day information. Please share it with those that you know. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the National E-Toy and Gift Drive in detail. We'll be right back. Again, please excuse me. My head is kind of foggy because I'm trying to catch a cold. So we're going to take a real short break. I'll be back, and we'll go step by step. The very first part, we're going to talk about the National E-Toy and Gift Drive, talk about personal commitment. We'll be back in about a minute. Thank you for your patience with me this morning. Please excuse me for this cold. Okay, the National E-Toy and Gift Drive. We're here, at least for the volunteer training. Many of you probably wonder, why do we start so early? Because there's just so many moving parts to this campaign. We want to make sure people are as well informed as possible. We want to give people the chance to find out about this campaign. Do not take it for granted because you're on Facebook and you have a lot of friends on Facebook or you're a member of many groups on Facebook that everybody knows about what you're doing. They don't. Remember this. People are extremely busy. There's a lot bombarding people. Think about when you watch TV. About every 10 to 12 minutes, whatever program you're watching is interrupted with commercials. How many commercials come on? At least three or four. And all those are different products, different ways that those commercials are presented. competing for your memory, competing for your attention. So just imagine what people are seeing on social media and so forth. Plus, people have lives. We're busy with our children and grandchildren, busy with our careers, with our businesses. We have our homes to take care of. We just have a lot going on. So that's why we start early, because we know we have a lot of competition for people's memories, for people's attention. The National E-Toy and Gift Drive began several years ago. I was at an iftar at a local masjid, and a couple of young women that one I knew very well, but I had known her since she was like 11 or 12 years old, and the other one whom I had met maybe 2 or 3 months prior, excuse me, were really talking, and they were really down. Both of them were not working. One was married, one wasn't. The one who was married, her husband did not have a steady job. He was doing what people refer to as day work, going out to these day labor places. Sometimes he would work, sometimes he wouldn't. Most of the time, those jobs paid a very, very low, low, low. In fact, they usually paid minimum wage. So they were really struggling for the basics, keep a roof over the family's head, food on the table, gas in the car so people can get to and from. Just really struggling with the basics. And they weren't sure if they would be able to do anything special for each for the children. And, of course, the other one wasn't married, so it was just her anyway. And by her not working right then, and she was getting a small amount of money doing odd and end jobs, you know, for people, they were really stressed out. So when I got home, I thought about what can be done to help these families. And then I started reminiscing. I am a convert, revert to Islam. I was raised in a Christian family, and the Christmas holidays were very special for us. I remember how people just really stepped up to go out and look for people who may be in need during the Christmas holiday time to make sure they could have their basic needs and their children could have toys, you know, to play with. The holidays would be pleasant. So then I thought, well, you know, Eid are our holidays, and they should be special. So why didn't I use some of the expertise, some things I had learned from working in the Christian church, just adopt them to work within an Islamic context? And that's what I did. Then I present the idea to others. They thought it was great. So literally the first week of Ramadan, the first toy drive was planned and put into motion. And we were busy as ants during the summer getting all the information out. We noticed that people were not thinking of doing toy drives for Eid like we were talking about. And we decided to focus on families who are low and moderate income because those are the ones who need us the most. Think about it. If you have a comfortable income, you don't need anybody getting you, helping you with gifts for your children. You can handle that. So that's what we did. So we met. It was about a two-hour meeting, and it was a serious meeting. We charted out how we were going to go and approach business people that we knew, where we're going to, how we're going to approach the community. We went into communities here in Metro Atlanta. I can remember going into, I think, 5 communities, really, you know, talking it up and getting permission to make announcements across the PA. Some said yes, some said no. However, we worked real hard to make it happen. Well, people responded. We asked for toys and gifts for babies, children who were babies through age 15. People could give gift cards or you could just give money. And we went national because the Bantu Salam Network, Inc. receives money from people outside of Metro Atlanta. In fact, some of our most loyal supporters are outside of Metro Atlanta. Does not mean we do not have loyal supporters inside Metro Atlanta. So we felt if we're going to do something good, we need to share it nationally since we do get funds from various individuals and a few communities and organizations outside of Metro Atlanta. So we put the word out. And this is where social media is literally a godsend. It is a miracle. You're able to get information out quickly and get it out to the masses where you probably couldn't afford to buy big newspaper ads or billboards and all that. So that's what we did. And we worked literally feverishly like little ants. So that's the history of the National E-Toy and Gift Drive. I'm going to take the last few minutes of this program to go over some changes for those of you who may be listening and you've worked with us a year, you worked with us last year, you may have worked with us the year before that, and some of you who may have been with us, what now, about 6 years? Wow, time passes fast. We, here in Metro Atlanta, we're going to ask people to call in 770-255-8500. We're going to ask people to email Haleem1, H-A-L-E-E-M-1, at AOL.com, and we're going to ask people to inbox on Facebook, and there will be a special page set up on Facebook for the National E-Toy and Gift Drive application. Using social media and using email in the past has worked well, but it's getting to the point where you need at least 3 or 4 people to handle the application process, and sometimes we have people who can do that, and sometimes we don't. So to make it easier on those of us who are handling the application process, we're going to use Facebook this year and put up a special page just for people applying for the National E-Toy and Gift Drive. Now, who qualifies? If you make have a family and you make $50,000 or less per year, you can apply for toys and gifts through this campaign. Now, we've had a couple people question why we're going so high on the income. $50,000 is not a high income here in the U.S., especially if you have children. Think about it. You make $50,000 a year. That could be 2 people making $25,000 each, or it could be 1 person making $50,000. First, your taxes come out. Then your house note or rent, your car payment, or just money you put aside for car repairs if you have an older vehicle, your utility bills. Children grow, so they need new shoes and new clothes every 3 to 4 months. When you factor all that in, someone making $50,000 a year and they have 2 or more children, they're just a step or two above the person who's on TANF, and that's the new name for welfare. So that's why we do it. Your income must be $50,000 or less. You must have children in your household at least 50% of the time. At least 6 months out of the year, you are taking care of a child on a full-time basis. You can be a parent applying. You can be a grandparent applying. If you take care of children through a daycare center or you are just a private, like, babysitter, and you get government funds to supplement the fees that you charge your parents, you can apply for us to bring you toys to your daycare center. And that's worked out well for a lot of people. About 1 minute left. So I'm just going to go highlight a few things and remind you, this is just the first of the training. We're going to train all month. The National E-Toy and Gift Drive, okay, is for people who make $50,000 or less. You must have children, at least in your household, 50% of the time. Or more, you could be a parent, you could be a grandparent, you can be an aunt. If you are a child care provider, if you get government subsidies for people who can't pay your fees, you can apply for toys and gifts. We're going to thank you for being with us today. If you have any questions, call 770-255-8500, 770-255-8500. Email Haleem1, H-A-L-E-E-M-1, at AOL.com. You can inbox Hadia Majeed on Facebook, H-A-D-A-Y-A-I, Majeed, M-A-J-E-E-D, on Facebook. Everyone, remain prayerful, and inshallah, and that means if it's the Lord's will, we will be together next week. Take care.